You are listening to Concert Blast.
You are here because you want the real thing.
To Concert Blast.
My name is Laura Booz. I'm from Frankfort, Kentucky, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Valerie. I'm here to see Bob Seger all the way from Iowa, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Ellen Irwin from Jackson, Mississippi, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Larry Irwin from Jackson, Mississippi, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
This is Ashley from Bowman, Tennessee. You're listening to Concert Blast, the Bob Seger concert.
This is Aaron from Franklin, Tennessee, down here at the GEC, and we're going to have a blast at the Bob Seger concert. You're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Kenny Young. I'm here at the Bob Seger concert in Nashville, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Beth Young. I'm here at Bob Seger. You are listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Kelly Sharp. I'm from Columbia, Tennessee. I'm here at the Bob Seger Show, rocking it out with Concert Blast.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Stewart from Burlington, Iowa. You are listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, everybody, this is Don Brewer from Grand Funk Railroad, and you're checking out ConcertBlast.com.
Here comes old Rose, she's looking mighty fine. Here comes Hot Nancy, she's stepping right on time. Here go the streetlights, bringing on the night. Here come the man, faces hidden from the light. All through the shadows,
Concert Blast. This is Tom Thompson along with
Brian Hasbrook
and Mike Arnall.
Hey guys, what are we doing here tonight?
We are standing in the Gaylord Entertainment Center. Who are we about to go see?
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Yeah, it's one of our favorites from all time, man.
You better believe it, man. How many years has it been since we've seen
them? I haven't seen them since 83.
83.
I was gonna say.
Now here's the Bob Seger review. You don't hear any crowd noise today. You won't hear any music background, and you won't hear anybody singing along with the band. The reason is?
Yeah, we definitely had to take a trip to the Gaylord office and drop off our equipment there.
Yes.
But, you know, things go the way they want it to go, and that's okay. You know, we're just glad to be there.
Oh, yeah. We'll abide by anybody's rules if they lay them out very plain like the Bob Seger Tour did. Right before the lights went down, one of our old favorite songs came on the PA, just a blasting.
Yes, it was a blasting.
Yeah, that wonderful Thin Lizzy song.
Yeah, man, I know they're fixing to start after they would play that song.
The boys are back in town.
And that got everybody cheering. Then the lights went down like midway through the song. The song faded out as they gently took the stage to their positions.
That's right. They broke into Roll Me Away.
Roll me away. Won't you roll me away tonight? I too am lost. I feel double-crossed. Now I'm sick of what's wrong and what's right. We never even said a word. We just walked out and got on that bank. And we rolled.
Now, there was nothing particular exciting about this. Bob came out there wearing a black t-shirt and just jeans.
Nothing fancy.
It looked like he'd been working on the car, man. He wasn't dressed up for nobody.
Pretty much.
He says, I'm just out here to play for you guys, and that's about it.
That's right. Yeah. But I tell you what, but you could really tell the enthusiasm with the crowd that they were just so wonderfully excited about actually seeing Bob Seger again.
Yes, but what I really liked, though, I liked this second song. Is when Alto Reed, the longtime saxophone player for Bob Seger, hit the big final notes, and he went right into
Trying to Live My Life Without You.
Trying to live my life without you, babe. It's the hardest thing.
Just love the sound of that sax. And I tell you what, he could play it, he could perform it, he acted out there, and you could hear him scream every time he hit that note.
Boy, I tell you, some of the saxes he played, they were like, he was dancing with it. The main thing was so big.
I mean, they were
like, 4.5 feet tall holding on to the thing.
But one thing I noticed, though, when Tom and I were in our seats, Brian's in front of the stage taking pictures. I saw Alto Reed slide right in front of your camera posing for you. You have to have some good shots.
Oh, I got excellent shots of Alto.
Yeah.
He's got to be one strong back guy to hold these things up because they're huge.
He's got to, because from where me and Mike were sitting, it looked like this sax was as big as he was, like you said.
It was.
It looked like you were trying to take pictures of the drummer, Don Brewer.
Yeah.
And he slid right out in front of you and started posing and started playing right there in front of you. And I was like, I'm taking a camera.
I said, I was trying to get a shot of Don.
Could you move over?
Move over. I'll get you in a minute.
Especially since I'm the only photographer here at the show, you know.
wait your turn, man.
But tell them about your rules that you had to do in the show.
Well, it was the strangest thing in a show I've ever been at. Normally you get the first 2 to 3 songs, shoot as often and frequent as you want to. This one's very strange. I got the first 2 songs, and they put me on like on an egg timer. It was like, shoot for 60 seconds, go down in the hole for 30, up for 60, down for 30. Well, those old arcade games with the little gophers you like bop back in the hole.
Yeah, y'all were bobbing up and down.
And I was going up and down, and the people that were watching kind of yanked on my shirt or yanked on my pants. I'm saying, what? What?
I thought that was strange. I thought that was mainly for, you know, if you had, we're supposed to have like 10, 11 photographers to everybody have their own time to take pictures, but obviously not.
Management rules.
Management rules.
Seger's management rules.
And I think Jennifer told me later that it was because of people who may be taking video clips, like the television media.
And there was a TV crew, I can't remember which station they were from, but there was a crew there that evening.
But the first 3 songs, that went right smack, 1, 2, 3, right into the next song.
Which is off the new album, and it's called Wreck This Heart.
Everyone I know is getting in my face.
Great song. That's the one they played on Letterman. I remember
hearing it. Yeah, a great song. And then he slowed it down, and I think he played one of the most favorite songs out there that's in his
repertoire.
I was going to try to get that right, and it is Main Street.
Unlike all the other ladies, she looks so young and sweet. She made her way along.
down that empty street, down on Main Street. Main Street.
Then Bob decided to go to pick up a headband. He had a black headband. He put it on. And I'm going, oh, he's look like he's about to exercise.
I thought a little karate.
What did I do? Yeah, he walked up to his mic and he said, you know what? I'm going to need some help on this one. And he said, let's see if you remember this. And Craig Frost sat over by the piano. Mm-hmm. And he played the intro to this next song.
Oh, man. Yeah, old time rock and roll.
Great song to hear live. I mean, you hear quite a bit, but to hear him perform that live, I thought was excellent.
The screams, though, when he did an intro.
Oh, yes. Yeah. All of a sudden, I was expecting to see Tom Cruise slide across the stage.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
That's right. He went into another song, which is off his new album, and it's called Wait For Me.
I just love that song. It almost has a little gospel feel to it.
Yeah.
Especially at the end when you have the fantastic backup singers that he has singing.
Speaking of the backup singers, were they not just nailing it the whole night?
Oh, yes, they were.
Oh, they were just phenomenal.
When Bob actually introduced the backup singers and his lead guitarist, and before he went into this next song, which he said also, Wait For Me, he wrote for his kids.
Yeah.
But then he decided to do another new song, another rocker off the album. Matter of fact, it's the title track.
Face the Promise.
So long, Massachusetts. So long, Framingham. I need to face the promise of the promised land. So long, North Dakota. You must understand. I need to face the promise of the promised land.
Did you notice, guys, he played a lot more off this new album than I thought he would.
I think he played six or seven songs off it.
I was expecting maybe four. And you know what? I got to be honest, normally that kind of stuff bothers me, but this didn't bother me at all.
Well, the album's good. That's the difference.
It's good music.
Right. And that's one thing I noticed, too, is Bob would ask the crowd, is it all right to do another new song? You know, and the crowd was fine with it.
Yeah.
Even though I think he was going to do it anyway.
I got a feeling you're right there.
But this time, he didn't do a new song again. He went into his old greatest hits. And went out with Still the Same.
And you're still the same. I caught up with you yesterday.
Still the same. Still the same.
Moving game to game. No one's standing in your way. Turning on the charm. Long enough to get you back.
Still the same. Still the same.
You're still.
They came back with a rockin' tune.
At first, he tested us out, make sure we do it.
Yeah.
He says, I want all the guys to say, yeah, at the right time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, at the right time.
And they did.
And he said, I'm going to cue you guys, and you're going to know when to say it.
That's right. So be prepared for it.
And when I point to you, I want all you guys to scream, yeah!
That's right.
As they went into the song,
Betty Lou's Getting Out Tonight.
Betty Lou's Getting Out Tonight. It's really true. What do you think about that, boy?
Bob walked to the piano. It was piano time, and it was like a solo time, actually. Half the band left the stage at this time.
Well, there wasn't no need for him, right?
No, yeah, not at all.
So as he sat down, and he played a few notes on the piano, went right into...
We've Got Tonight.
We've Got Tonight. Who needs tomorrow? Let's make it last.
And I think that's probably one of the biggest songs that the females like out there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Man, you could just hear the girls screaming when he started playing that. And I tell you what, man, he really nailed that song. I mean,
I loved how they flicked their bics like the old 70s.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there was no cell phone flicking.
No, it was actually the lighters were going.
Yeah, it was actually lighters. There's probably a fire ordinance or two broken that night, so... Because actually it was getting a little warm in the building.
So. You're exactly right.
But halfway through that song is when the rest of the band came out slowly, and then they kicked right into, and I noticed Alto Reed wasn't on the stage, but I saw him on the other side of the platform, on the other end of the stage, opposite of ours, and I pointed to, and I said, look, there's Alto over there in the dark by himself. But when the song ended and the spotlight came on Alto, he blasted that famous introduction note to Turn the Page.
Here I am, on the road again. There I am, up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. There I go, turn the page.
As you heard from all the people we were talking to before, I mean, that was probably 90% of the people we talked to favorite song.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I know y'all could hear everybody singing from your seats, but I was standing at the corner of the stage with Jennifer, and I turned around to face the crowd, and I could hear the crowd singing louder than Bob and
wow.
the band was playing.
You're right, because, I mean, it was phenomenal, because, I mean, yeah, I was singing along, too, and then I said, man, I could hear this huge echo, and sure enough, man, they were just singing away.
You know what? He should have just stopped for a verse and let us take it.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
I agree, because it sounded great.
I tell you what, but that is undeniably the crowd's favorite and probably one of my favorites, too.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And he said, you know what? It's been 31 years since he wrote this song. Introduced a few more people. Chris Campbell on the bass. Been with him since 69.
Wow.
The rhythm guitar player is from Nashville. I didn't catch his name.
I wish I could help you out with that one, but I don't know.
But he introduced somebody we like. Big man from Grand Funk Railroad.
That's right, man.
Don Brewer.
Don Brewer. Yeah, we're big Don Brewer fans, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then it went right into Traveling Man.
Traveling man, love when I can. Turns my hand cause I'm going. Yeah. Traveling man, love when I can. But sooner than later, I'm going. Traveling man.
Of course, you know, Traveling Man blends right into Beautiful Loser.
Time they decided to take an intermission.
It's so strange. You ever heard somebody say, we're going to take an 8-minute break?
Yeah, I thought that was
an 8-minute break. 8-minute recess is what he said.
Said recess?
Of course, we're thinking, probably 15, 20 minutes, and guess what?
It was about 8 minutes.
It was exactly 8 minutes.
It was exactly 8 minutes.
It was.
Yeah, usually when people say they take a break, you have time to go to the restroom, talk to a couple of people, go buy you something to drink, and then get back to your seats. But if you had went to the restroom, you were probably late.
Yeah, you were in the restroom when they came back out.
That's right. It was dark when you walked
out. You know what would be excellent? During this 8-minute intermission, just let Bob take the intermission and let Don Brewer come out front and do Some Kind of Wonderful, go back on the drums and do
American Band
during this 8-minute segment. Wouldn't that be perfect?
Oh, it's not like anybody wouldn't recognize it.
I guarantee that
everybody knows it.
I know I would have loved it.
Oh, man, that would have been so good to do that.
Yeah, Mike, why don't you make sure they know that?
Of course, Don, this means you don't get a break, brother, but I think you can handle it.
I do too, man.
Well, he got a half a song break during We've Got Tonight, but he can handle it, like you said. We've seen him perform 2 hours before.
That's right.
When he came back on from the break, though, that went into another new song
called Simplicity.
Again, another great song from his new album, and it really, you can tell he put a lot of hard thought into this song, and it's a good song.
Yeah, it's not a really rocking song like you would expect to start off a set, but it's got a good rhythm.
Well, it's actually been like 10 years since he's even toured and recorded, so he's put a lot of thought into this CD.
Absolutely.
A lot of thought.
But speaking of a rocking song, he went way, way, way back. He said, I wrote this song 40 years ago.
It came out in 1968.
Yes. And, of course, it's on the live album, the Live Bullet album, and it's one of my favorites off that Live Bullet album, and it's Ramblin' Gamblin' Man.
I give a list, cause I was born lonely, down by the riverside, learned to spin fortune wheels and throw dice. I was just 13 when I had to leave home, knew I couldn't stick around. I had to roam, ain't good looking, but you know I ain't shy, ain't afraid to look at girl.
Now, one thing y'all told me, and I noticed it too, that y'all felt that it was a little slow.
I thought that.
Yeah. Brian said that too.
I thought it was a half a step slow myself.
Yeah.
But remember, he didn't have Don Brewer on the live album. Don Brewer goes with what the record does.
That's true.
The original recording is that speed, but the live album, the Live Bullet album,
it picks it up.
It had it picked up a notch. And I like it better picked up a notch.
I do too. No doubt.
Nothing against you, Don. I'm sure you did the best you could.
He'd do it any way you want him to do it.
That's right.
But anyway, Bob came to the stage and he says, guess what? You think that song's old? This song's even older than that. It came from our greatest hits one. It's an old Chuck Berry song called C'est la vie.
Surprise of me, Chuck Berry wrote that song?
Yeah, I didn't know he wrote that song.
I didn't either. It's like, wow.
But Alto Reed, man, did he do some dancing during that song, during his little solos?
He was loving it.
Oh, man.
And
Craig Frost, really, he shined on the piano on that. He did like the piano breaks instead of the guitar breaks in that song. It was mostly piano.
Alto Reed seems to like to do a lot of sidestepping dancing.
Oh, yeah.
He's like cross his legs back and forth.
He's definitely having a good time out there on the stage.
Oh, yeah. Alto Reed, man, he's great.
Fantastic, man.
Absolutely great.
And then the next thing we see that they're starting to bring out bar stools out into the middle of the stage there.
Well, I can tell you, he was talking about a couple nights before in Atlanta. He said Patti Loveless came out on stage and sang this song with him. But they were going to let Laura Creamer come out and back him up on this one, which is the answer to the question.
When trust is almost broken, faith is hard to find. The answer's in question.
will you leave this all behind?
Now Patty sings on the record line.
Yeah,
with
Patty actually sings. And you know, that seemed kind of strange. Patty sang with him in Atlanta, but you're in Nashville where he recorded the album.
Right, and where you would think she would be living.
You're exactly right.
She wasn't here.
Yeah,
that would have been nice, but you know, the girls still sounded great.
I'll tell you, interject a little something here. I went to Laura's MySpace, and she had a little sampling of some of a new CD of hers, and she is great. All the ladies are great, but I was able to actually check her out a little bit, and her voice is tremendous.
Yeah.
Just a little interjection right there.
Yep.
He introduced this one by saying, this song is about rampant consumerism. And I broke into another new one, Are You?
Everybody's looking for perfection.
I got to interject now, because this is my favorite Bob Seger song that he played that night. And we got the crowd singing it at the beginning as we come in, as you heard earlier. And this is none other than my favorite, Sunspot Baby.
I checked the Bahamas and they said she was gone. Can't understand why she did me so wrong. But she packed up her bag, she took
song too. You could hear the crowd really singing that song, man. It was great.
He also introduced Craig Frost, that he's been with the band since 1980. For you guys who might not know or remember the name, he came from Grand Funk Railroad too.
He, along with Don Brewer, played with Seger way back on the 83 The Distance tour,
which is the last time Brian and I saw him.
Yeah. And we were a mere 4 or 5.
So, yeah, sure. Mama, yeah, lettuce.
My daddy took me by the hand.
So now you can see Bob getting a little jittery, and he's jumping around, going a little crazy there, and we knew we were going to get into some kind of bebop action, and runs right into
Horizontal Bop.
Someone bring the bread, someone get the brew, someone get a house, but we'll know what to do. Someone tell a lady, someone make a deal. If we can find a house, someone better find a field. Grass is good as carpet, any place is fine. It's time to get to rockin', man. It's time to make it shine. Tell them we'll be dancing, dancing till we drop. It's time to get down and do the horizontal bop.
Yeah.
He was bopping out there too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
It was fun.
That was fun.
I mean, what I loved about this time, he introduced the Motor City horns. I mean,
yes.
Which is like a four-piece brass section that he had with him. Guys, if you include Bob Seger, I think there was 15 members of this band.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, talk about a full sound.
Yes.
It was absolutely great. And, of course, anybody who's heard that song knows of all the sax and horn effects in it, and it is a great song live.
Absolutely.
Speaking of sax, he introduced Alto Reed as well.
Well, that's a good place to do it.
Yes.
Look at that.
Yeah, because he's been with him.
Yeah, he was wailing with him, and he's been with him since, what, 74?
74, he said. Man, oh, man.
And that's amazing to be able to have such great quality band members that will stick around through everything that they go through and come right back to Bob Seger again.
Well, I mean, how many bands stick together with the same lineup, basically, for about 30 years?
Yeah, not anymore.
I mean, hardly anybody can stand each other that long. We've known each other about that long.
Yeah, tell me what.
We just barely like each other.
So. Do we?
Yeah, okay. Well,
then he gets through with the song, and he's like, okay, guys, let's go somewhere higher. And he goes back into another great song off his live Bullet album called
Kathmandu.
That's where I'm going to Kathmandu. I'm
Then they said goodnight. As they were leaving the stage, they all came out front with their arms around each other. And that's when we realized how many people were in the band. We counted 15.
I think we were going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
The whole stage was full.
Yeah, we started counting them by threes. I was going 3, 6, 9, 12.
Yeah, but you know, everybody didn't play all at once on all the songs. They were just coming in and out, back and forth.
Yeah, very rarely was that whole grouping on the stage.
Together at one time.
But they balanced that very well. I mean, because you'd see the horn section come off. And even sometimes all three of the girls weren't there, always there together either. So it was nicely done.
After about, what would you guess?
3 minutes.
Only 3 minutes?
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Seemed like about eight.
I was screaming.
And when they got back on the stage, the song they started breaking into was Night Moves.
Working on a night move. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on a night move. Summertime.
Man, boy, he sounded good. But what really sounded good was the backup singers. Man, they sounded great.
It sounded exactly like the album, and it just amazed me also that how good a quality musicians and vocals these people had.
And the background vocals, they were there, but they weren't overpowering.
Or too subtle.
But like you said, just like the Tennessee summertime.
That's right, he did.
Yeah. Then he got time to rocking again. He went back to rocking. They went right into Hollywood Nights.
And most Hollywood Nights.
Don Brew during this song, because I always thought this was the most offbeat drumming I've ever heard in a song in my life.
Yeah.
Now you watch him and you say, how's he keeping that rhythm?
Yeah, he wears a hi-hat out, doesn't
he? Yeah, he does.
He always looks like he's having a lot of fun.
He's enjoying everything he's doing.
He's always smiling while he's playing.
That's right.
The old band was smiling this time because they were waving one more time. They were leaving again.
Yep.
And you were thinking,
down and
wow.
We're going, whoa.
The lights aren't coming on. They're going to have a second encore.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be good.
Well, absolutely, because the way the crowd was screaming, they were definitely saying, you know what, we haven't had enough yet.
Yes, yes. They were yelling.
Well, and then slowly, you could see the lights
turn.
Which like a bunch of french fries hanging up from the ceiling.
Yes.
And they turn and they start angling. They say, oh, here they come again, man.
Yeah.
You see them start moving, and those lights were really cool. I mean, it was very unusual spectrum of how they designed those lights, but you're right. That's one way you could tell what was going to go on.
So Bob picked up his acoustic guitar again, stepped right straight to the front of the stage, and started strumming out the song, Against the Wind.
And I remember what she said to me, how she swore that it never would end. I remember how she held me oh so tight. Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Against the wind, we were young and strong. We were running against the wind.
I just love that song. I thought it was a perfect song for him to come out on the second encore, because again, this is a song everybody's singing and just having just an unbelievable time. I mean, everybody out of the sold out crowd was just having a good time clapping and singing along with him.
Do you notice the lead guitarist, he had a cowboy hat on this time when he came back out?
He's trying to say, yeah, I can look like I'm a Nashville guy.
But most guys from Nashville who wear a cowboy hat are from Pittsburgh.
That's probably true.
You're probably right there. You're probably exactly right. Yeah. So then they switched guitars, and then the next song they broke right into is
the perfect closing song of the evening.
Oh, I think it's definitely the perfect closing song. Could not be another song.
It's a party song.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt about it. Which is
Rock and Roll Never Forgets.
Sweet 16's done, 31. Get the feeling weary when the wet
think how the name of the song is. Perfect song. You'll never forget me. That crowd will never forget Bob Seger. They will never forget this show because it was phenomenal, guys.
Well, of course, Alto Reed, he's got to be really putting it out there on the edge of the stage, leaning back and really wailing on his sax.
Yeah, because he was going from one corner of the stage, which is
to the other,
to the other, and I tell you what, the crowd just would just scream every time he would go to each corner.
Well, no, he got on that back behind the drum set. That's why he really danced around.
Oh, yeah, and of course, he dances while he plays.
Yeah.
Well, which is, I keep waiting for him, because when he got on the back of the stage and that high rise, there's no border around it.
No,
I keep waiting for him to sidestep a little too far.
I know.
It's up there above Don Brewer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's got to be a good 10-foot fall.
Well, Tom and I, we were describing the stage, and we were wondering, what is that big platform behind it? Are they going to come up on it or what?
That's right.
But that's the only time it was used.
That's the only time anybody touched it.
Yeah,
so Alto Reed's got his own platform.
But what a great evening. Bob Seger said, you've been a wonderful audience, and thank you. They didn't hesitate. They just walked right off, and you're thinking, are they coming back for a third time?
Because
the crowd was still yelling.
They were.
Nobody wanted to go out, and the lights didn't quite come up right away.
I noticed.
No.
They kind of stayed dim, then they kind of came up slow.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that was it. But I tell you, I don't know about you guys, that was a lot of fun.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
man.
It was fun and entertaining. It's just one of those shows that we never knew for sure we'd ever see Bob Seger again. And that's where I think that interjected to the whole crowd, that they just appreciated being able to hear Bob Seger perform again.
Well, I mean, you got to think of it. I mean, is this his last time around?
Yeah, right. You wonder. Yeah, you wonder. He's 61 years old.
He's still got a lot of energy.
He's got a lot of energy, and his voice is still there.
It's still there.
Now, he did lower down the octaves a couple.
Yeah, I think he needed to.
He didn't reach for the really extreme high notes like he was when he was in his 20s and 30s.
Right.
And he dropped a key on some of the songs. That was okay, because you really couldn't tell. He still had the same voice.
He really did.
And he's got the backup singers for it to come in for the powerful, really high notes,
which is the best way to balance off the song. And he did a great job with that, along with the horns.
And he is enough of a man, which I admire. I don't admire the artists who don't do stuff like that.
That's right.
If they haven't got the guts to say, I can't quite get there, I need just a little help, and he gets it.
Yeah. Yes. It's better than not getting there and trying it.
That's exactly right.
Because it leaves the people flat. This raised people up.
Yes.
It definitely
did. It made it a joyous event.
Like we said over and over again, this was just a fantastic show. Hear what some of the fans had to say about this show.
Now we're going back out to the crowd and see how we can talk to anybody who liked the show.
I can't imagine anybody that didn't like the show, man.
Hey, how'd y'all like the show?
It was so amazing.
So amazing. How'd you like the show tonight?
Loved it.
All right, what's your name? Where are you from?
Darla Cornwell, Murray, Kentucky.
Yeah, thank you. How'd you like the show tonight?
Awesome.
Hey, how'd y'all like show tonight?
That was fantastic.
All right. Yeah. How'd you like show tonight?
It was awesome.
Hey, big Bob Seger fan?
Big time.
All right, how about you?
Very nice.
All right, what's your name? Where are you from?
Nashville, Tennessee.
What's your name?
Matt Hooper.
Danelle Hooper.
From Nashville, Tennessee, huh?
Downtown.
Downtown.
Yeah.
So tell us what you liked so much about the show.
The last encore.
The last encore. Against the wind and rock and roll never forgets.
Yeah.
He ended the show good, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was a big time all the way around.
Well, y'all be careful. Have a good time.
Thanks, you too.
Right.
Good night.
Well, look at all these people coming up on the escalator.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's like, whoa.
God,
I know.
Basic flow.
A lot of people.
The ebb and flow of humanity.
How's business?
Not too bad. Not
you
too
all
bad.
Right tonight?
And I know. I got a few more left. A few more.
All right. What are you trying to sell now?
I'm trying to get rid of the roses.
Roses right here. Half price.
Hey, wait. Don't say half price. Hold on. I didn't say that.
Not yet.
All right. Take care of yourself.
All right. I will.
Right.
Sell those roses.
All right. I'll try.
I happened to sell the beads earlier tonight.
No running. No running.
Who are you talking to?
Everybody.
Is that everybody?
Excuse me. How'd you like show tonight?
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, which part you liked the best?
All of it.
All of it.
When he went on the stage till when he went off the stage.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Terry Costello. I'm from Asheville, North Carolina.
You didn't drive all the way down here for this.
Yes, sir.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Terry from Asheville, North Carolina. He drove all the way from Asheville, North Carolina.
Wow, was it worth it?
Every minute. Absolutely. Every mile.
All right. Take care.
We're going to talk about what we didn't hear, because, I mean, you're talking about a guy with a 40-year career.
All right. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I tell you, okay. The first one that I think, and I know Tom felt this way, too, we didn't hear Nutbush.
No.
I wasn't expecting to hear it, but I would love to hear it.
I wanted that as a startup song really so bad. Maybe off the second one.
Hey, I wouldn't mind hearing it anywhere.
We didn't hear it last time we saw him, either.
But it's a little old town.
In Tennessee.
Exactly right.
Quiet.
Yes. Community.
I'm waiting
there, man.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr.
Mike. Well, the main complaint we got from the audience that we talked to, they wanted to hear Like a Rock.
They wanted to hear a Chevy commercial.
That's right.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
Well, nothing against that, but you know what? It didn't bother me that bad. Well, guys, I don't know if you want to rifle through these and just say them.
Yeah, let's just go through them.
Do it too slow because again.
Okay, let's just hit on some of the high marks. We'll just go from
top to our list. These are not only ours, but from the people in the stands that were telling us that what they'd like to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, the first one is of course Mike mentioned Like a Rock. Then the next one was
Fire Lake. Another great big hit.
And then the one, Someday Baby You'll Come to Me.
Wow.
I'm impressed. Yeah.
And then one of my personal favorites that I didn't get to hear, which is Making Thunderbirds.
But my very favorite Bob Seger live performance to see him do is Let It Rock. I love the way he does that.
You're right.
Brings in, the old Chuck Berry standards and stuff, and a little Queenie and all. He puts that in it, you know.
He most definitely.
I love how he does that.
And then another song he does so phenomenally well, too, was Get Out of Denver, Baby.
Go, 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 baby.
Now,
why couldn't he do that after Rock and Roll Never Forgets?
Well, why couldn't he blend it in, you know? Like
or segue
feeling?
Into it. Just give him like one verse in the chorus, man.
Well, you know what? Talk to him about that, Bob. Remember what Jennifer said, that they have to be off the stage by 11:30.
Yeah, that's the latest.
It was 11:25.
Who's going to tell?
Well,
it was 11:25.
I will say that. He was on, would you guys say, about a full 2.5 hours, with the exception of that, like, 8-9 minutes.
Well, it was from 9:10 to 11:25.
Yep. Clock watcher.
Yeah. Yep. Because she told us what time he was going to hit the stage.
Yeah, we knew it.
Yeah.
And I saw what time he left the stage. So it was 9:10 to 11:25.
So he had 2 hours, 15 minutes.
2 hours, 15 minutes.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
And you got to admit, that is a full show no matter who the artist is.
Yes.
You're right there.
With just an 8-minute intermission. And that was just 8 minutes, believe me.
Blast scale, guys.
Blast scale.
All right.
Blast scale. How did we feel about the show, Mr. Thomas?
Well, guys, I tell you what. I was really pumped up for this show. It's been a good 30 years, I guess, since I've seen Bob Seger back in the late 70s. And I was pumped. As you can hear, the fans that we talked to, they were pumped up too. I think Bob had a lot of energy. His band members, fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. The grouping of the horn section, the background vocals are phenomenal. A lot of energy in Bob, too. I mean, he really wanted to please the crowd, and he definitely did. Yes, as we mentioned, there was definitely some songs out there, which what I'd really like to have heard was a medley of, you know, 5 to 10 minutes of some of those big hits he has out.
That would have been good.
Yeah, maybe one verse in the chorus.
Yeah, exactly, you know, and just kind of blend into that, and I think that would have satisfied everybody there.
It's not like no full chorus, just a few hors d'oeuvres.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Overall, I have to say this is definitely one of the best shows of the year, one of the best shows ending the year also, and I'd have to give it a 9.3.
Okay.
Mike, what do you think, man?
I think that I love the horn section. I love the keyboards. I love Craig Frost on the piano. Man, he wore that. And, of course, what can I say about Don Brewer?
Yeah.
I don't know much about the lead guitar player that he had, but he did an exceptional job.
He really was the same one back in 83.
He was.
Same guy. Yeah. Same guy as back in 83.
That's true.
The other thing, Alto Reed stole the show as far as I'm concerned.
He was great.
You know I love Don Brewer. Chris Campbell, still the same.
Exactly.
Just like the song.
Yeah.
I caught up with him yesterday.
The backup girls, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What can you say? There was nothing I was disappointed about as far as the band goes.
Oh, I'm scared.
The only thing I was disappointed about was nothing. Except for Don Brewer didn't get to do a couple songs. That's the only problem I have with this.
That would have been nice.
When they had that intermission, I would love to have that Don Byrd come out and do a couple songs. That would have been awesome. But after the whole show, the set, I have to give it a 9.7.
Whoa! Wow, that's like the second highest this year, I believe there, Mike.
All right, guys, my turn. I got to say it had one of the most brilliant full sounds I've heard in a long, long time. The ladies, phenomenal vocals. Unbelievable, incredible vocals. The Motor City Horns, man, when they needed you, you punched right in there. Mm. Alto Reed.
man.
What can you say about the guy? Don Brewer, man, I've never seen somebody back up a band so well in my life. The rest of you guys, Chris Campbell, all the other members of the band, just phenomenal. The only negative I can actually say about this is I believe, personally, they didn't give the guitarists enough volume. They needed to punch them just a little bit more, man. So on the leads, especially, you could hear them a little bit more clearly. Other than that, this show was well worth the money. I would gladly see them again. I'd give them about a 9.3.
Wow. I'm telling you, man. Guys, if y'all get a chance to see Bob Seger anywhere close to you, we highly, highly, highly recommend it.
Yeah, I'm with Brian. I would go again tomorrow night.
Oh, absolutely.
They're going to be in Memphis not too far.
There we go.
Maybe we might hear a little bit of Don Brewer songs in Memphis.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh, man.
But it was a fun night. Meeting Eric Church was fun. Seeing Don Brewer again backstage was awesome.
It really was.
It was almost like running him down. We were going down the hallway and he came out right in front of us.
If that was not a blessing, I don't know what was.
That was destiny right there, baby.
Yes.
And I wish we could have had a few moments to speak with him. I think if he would have had the time, he would have.
Oh, I think he would too.
Yeah, they were getting ready to go on stage.
We were actually running the opposite way so we could get out on the floor.
And I had to turn in my recorder before the lights went
down.
So I was rushing.
I had to rush out to put my camera together.
Yes.
That's right.
It was fun, though. But, everybody, if you have a chance, go see this tour. What else can you say?
Well, one thing we haven't said yet is the guy that was with us this time.
Oh, we had a friend with us, and he was tagging along. He didn't get to be here with us on the review, and he showed up late. But he was with us backstage. Hats off to Dwayne Smith, one of our old running buddies from when we were growing up together. Actually, he's the guy who introduced Tom and me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wow.
He graduated the same year I did, and he had a good time. I could tell it, man. He was really pleased to see the show.
Well, you know how to vote for us? Vote for us. Last month, we got 54. We wanted to break 50, and that's how close we were. Get out there and vote for us. Let's break that 50 mark. I want to see our name appear on the first screen when you says the top 50 podcasts. That's what I want to see.
Absolutely.
That's right. Talk to your mamas about us. Talk to your kids about us, man.
Tell everybody about us.
We're not precious. We'll take them. We'll take them
exactly
from
right.
2 to 102. Anything in between, man.
And guys, it's starting to be a new year also. We are definitely looking for sponsors that can get out there and help us bring the show to you guys. So please try to direct them our way onto our website, which is
ConcertBlast.com.
There you go.
Here we go.
All right, guys. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.
This is Brian signing off.
And Tom signing off.
God bless you.
Yay! Bye. Woo!
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.